We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day. It is.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Chasten Music. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm great this morning. Good to be here.
We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can also send it in a private message to our Facebook. Or you can put it in the comments, and we'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get that posted shortly after the program has ended. It's okay. We don't have a sponsor for today. However, if you would like to sponsor Hour of Power, all you have to do is get in contact with us, and we'll get you the information needed to do so. We appreciate all our sponsors. I think I covered it all. Yeah, I did. I think so. Would you pray to start us out?
Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, unto you and for this day that you've blessed us with. Lord, I pray that your word would just go forth today. Pray that you would just minister to each and every person that's listening today. Lord, so grateful for this program. Thankful for Monica. Thankful for Tina and Neva and all that work to put this together. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, your blessings over each and every person today. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them and encourage them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I like your title, Advancement of the Holy Spirit.
Advancement of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to talk about that this morning and just share a few things and maybe try to get a little bit, you know, try to get some more clarity on the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit works within our life. And so I'm looking forward to sharing this morning. So,
well, I'm ready. I got my notebook. I got my Bible.
Perfect.
I got a pen. I'm ready.
I'm going to start in John chapter number 16, reading the first 15 verses here. This is the red letters, Jesus himself speaking to us. And so I want to begin there just for a moment. And the New King James Version reads this way: "These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. In these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you." And then verse 5, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me, and of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come, and he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you." And so This is Jesus. He's talking to the disciples. He's preparing them for their departure. He's letting them know that he's leaving, that he is sending the Holy Spirit to him. And what I want us to see this morning concerning the Holy Spirit is we know that our life, there's void, there's emptiness until we ask Jesus to come into our life. When we ask him to come into our life, lead us and guide us, his Spirit lives within us from that moment on. And it's not just, he's not just a person that's just in there and just shows up from time to time. Doesn't just show up on Sundays or Wednesdays or when we need something, but he's constantly living in us, constantly moving us and trying to progress us forward. And so that's what I want to kind of just share today, is he's progressing us and moving us forward. Because the Bible says that our outer man is perishing, this flesh is perishing, but the Spirit is being renewed day by day. And so every single day, there's new advancement, there's new progress that the Holy Spirit desires to do. And that's exactly what advancement means. Advancement means promotion. It means moving up. It means upgrade. It means growth. And I like this one. It means expansion. The Holy Spirit's always trying to expand you further than what you're capable of and able to do on your own. And so Jesus is showing them the advantages. He's showing them that something better is coming, that he's going to lead them into all truth. We're not going to have to be questioned. We're not going to be wavered, but we're going to know. The Holy Spirit's going to reveal many things to us. And even today, the Holy Spirit's still revealing things to us. And so, just being reminded that Jesus did not send the Holy Spirit for us just to live a life in full defeat, in full dysfunction, failure, or setbacks, but he has sent the Holy Spirit to elevate us, to grow us, strengthen us. He sent the helper, the advocate, for us to be empowered by the Spirit. And so we have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us so that we're able to overtake, overcome, and make it past anything that tries to come and take over our life. And that's the way the enemy works. He wants to come in to try to take over our mind, take over our thoughts, take over everything that he can. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world, and we have the power to overcome those things. And so I want to encourage just everyone today, you still have the advantage. Christ still desires to advance and grow your life. We have the power over everything that the world or that the enemy throws at us. I mentioned this, I think, a week or so ago at the church. I said, sometimes I think we give the enemy too much credit for what he does, and a lot of times it's what we bring within our own life and our own choices and our own things that can bring just as much destruction. And so we have the power to overtake all these things, to overtake the confusion of our mind, all these thoughts, all these things that come in. We still have the power over sickness, over every disease. We still have the power and the authority to overtake all these things by the Spirit of God. And I put this over every high thing, that exalts itself above God. We have the power, we have the advantage, and we have the authority over those things. It says that the Bible tells us we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, but also by the Holy Spirit, we're able to overcome as well. When we're talking about advancement, when we're talking about advantage, this is nothing of the world. It's what we carry on the inside of us. And so the advantage is not the things in this world, but it's everything that we know through the Word. And so the only truth that we know in this life, the only truth that we know in this world comes from the Word. The Holy Spirit is the truth, because the Holy Spirit backs up everything in this word. And so I say this, don't be of the world, but be of the word. And if you do that, then there is that growth. There is that expansion within your life. It doesn't matter what's been spoken. It doesn't matter what's been said. There's lots of things being spoken over people's lives today. There's lots of statements and reports that are going forth. But I want people to know and to realize today, it does not matter what has been said or been spoken. If you have the Spirit of God, if you turn everything over to God and you invite the Holy Spirit into your life to lead you and to guide you and to move you forward, I want to tell you, promotion will come your way. Advancement will come your way. Victory, authority will come your way. And I put this on here, lots of people battling with many different things, many different attacks within their life. But whenever you say, you know what, I'm taking authority over this, and you say, it has to go in Jesus' name, and you plead the blood of Jesus over it, it has to go. It has to flee from your life. It may not happen immediately, but it will happen. It will take place. In John chapter number 16 and verse number 5, in the Amplified Version, Jesus said this, "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going?" In verse 6, it tells us, "But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts and taken complete possession of them." And so, how many has ever, you know, I just asked this question, how many has ever received, you know, bad news? I think we've all been in a time where we've received bad news, where we've received bad reports, you know, bad things that has come our way. And how do we feel in those moments? You know, if you go to a doctor, and you're praying all goes well, but you get a report that, you know, you're going in there hoping for some medicine or hoping for a procedure, but the doctor says, there's nothing more that I can do for you, and I'm just going to have to release you to go back home and let time take care of itself. The natural feeling, the natural way is, I would say, you know, you'd be in complete shock. You'd be overwhelmed in emotion. It seems like, you know, all hope at that point is lost. It's gone. I think we've all faced similar scenarios and things like that. Even the disciples did. You can just imagine how they felt with the news of Jesus. You know, what do you mean you're leaving? What do you mean that you're going away? What do you mean this is for our help? What do you mean for this is for, you know, our advantage? They couldn't understand or comprehend that. But Jesus said this in verse number 7. He said, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage." You know, sometimes how hard it is, sometimes it's hard to hear the truth. But Jesus will always tell us the truth. "It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener will not come to you. But if I go," I like that "but" there, "but if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you," and I really love this one, "to be in close fellowship with you." And that's the way that we can live our life. No matter the news or the report that comes our way, we don't have to accept that. Thank you for, you know, if you go and you get that bad report or that bad news, thank you for your opinion, but I'm not going to receive that. That's going to put the shock probably on the doctor's face or the other person's. What do you mean? We've seen everything. How can you stand in full confidence that this is going to turn around? How can you stand in full confidence that this is going to turn around for your favor? Well, because I'm in close relationship. I'm in close fellowship with the Spirit of God. Something inside of me is telling me not to receive this report. Something inside of me is saying, don't lose hope. Don't lose sight of what's to come, that you will make it through this. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying here. He's saying it's your advantage. It's your advantage that I go away. You don't see it now. You don't understand it now. But it's coming. Advancement is coming. Promotion is coming. Expansion is coming. Sorrow comes. I believe sorrow has, that's where many people are. Sorrow has filled their hearts. Sorrow has filled their minds. They have lost sight of Jesus. They have lost sight of the Holy Spirit. And whenever you lose sight of the Holy Spirit, whenever you lose sight of God, whenever you deter away from this Word of God, from the things of God, it won't be long before you start losing sight of the advantage that you have in this world, that you have in this life. If you ever get to the place where you lose sight of the advantage, the overcoming spirit in this life, in this world, it won't be long before you lose sight of the advancement, before you lose sight of what God desires to grow in and through your life. And many have gotten to that place. They're no longer looking for God. They're no longer looking for the power. They're no longer seeking Him, no longer looking for His direction and guidance, because that's what the Holy Spirit also does. He will lead you. He will guide you into all truth. Many are no longer listening for His voice. Paul makes this statement many times in his letters throughout the New Testament to the churches. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you. And so we've got to make sure that we're listening for the voice of God. For that reason, people have just kind of deterred away from God. It brings a stumbling within their faith. It will bring a stumbling within their life, within their Christian walk. But Jesus said this in John 16:1, these things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. And so Jesus is telling them that you are not made to stumble. I want to look just for a moment in John chapter number 15 and a few verses here. I'll read verses 5 through 8. And he says this, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. And by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. It goes throughout chapter 15. Jesus talks about and shares of things that's going to come upon them, hard times, difficult times. He shares with them. I'll give you an example here in verse 18 of John 15. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And so he's preparing them and saying that there's going to come a time where you're going to be hated. It goes on and he tells them if they persecute you, just know this, that they have already persecuted me. We're not exempt. We got to realize that we're not exempt from anything that comes upon this world. But as long as we are here, we know the Holy Spirit's with us to lead us and guide us through it. We don't know what we're going to have to face. We don't know what we're going to have to go through. But I can say this, we can still praise the Lord. We can still cling to this word. We can still abide in the Lord. It's important that we keep His commandments. It's important that we stay in that close fellowship and relationship with Him. And if we do that, we know that He will be our peace. that he will be our security, that he will be our comfort, and that he will be our advancement to go forth. Do you have any thoughts?
For me, it's like when I came back to Christ and I poured my heart out, I was done. I was over it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to live the way I was living anymore. IV drug use, prescription drugs, and I came to a place where I almost died. And I'm so thankful that my mama is filled with the Holy Spirit. Because my mom came to take me to the doctor one time, and the doctor had made a mistake and gave me the wrong medication. Mm. It was the same medication. However, it was a super higher dose. I used to take Xanax, the little low dose, for some medical issues that I had. Don't claim. They're not mine. And the doctor misread my file and gave me the high dose bars. 120 bars. Wow. For 1 month. I said, Mama, pull over. These don't look right. I called the pharmacist. And I was told, it's just a different manufacturer. It's okay. Take them how you're supposed to. So I did. 3 months of that.
Wow.
My mama came. And as she was going back to Dallas, the Holy Spirit told her that that would be the last time she'd see me, that I was going to die. And my mama, being my mama, she whipped that car around and she came back and she didn't hesitate. She said, get in the car. We're going to the hospital right now. Get in the car. Get out of bed. Let's go right now. So we went to the hospital and I went into the ER and sat down to the triage table. And then they took me to do blood work. And the lady that was taking the blood, the only time blood would come out into the vial was when my heart beat. I was that close. Wow. The only time blood would come into that vial was when my heart would beat. And that's it. There wasn't a steady flow. Her eyes got as big as silver dollars. And she looked at me and she said, honey, I don't know how. I don't know how you're sitting here right now. Do not move. Whatever you do, just sit here and I'll be right back. If it wasn't for my mom being who she is in Christ, and depending on her Savior, I wouldn't be sitting here today. Wow. And that's just one story. But I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And now that I've grown in Christ by being in His Word, and coming here and getting into church and coming here and reading the word for myself, it is like He took me from this spot, lifted me up, and put me here.
Yeah.
Things in my life over the past 5 or 6 years has been nothing but God.
Yeah.
Nothing but God. I received him as my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And not just word service.
Right.
I began. He invited me one day to taste and see. Taste and see that I am good.
Yeah.
Taste and see. And when he said that, I was just like, how? How do I taste and see that you're good? And he gave me directions.
Yeah.
Start with the tithing. Tithing will untie my hands. Okay. So I started working on the tithing.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the windows of heaven just busted open over my life.
Yeah.
Things in my life, like I said, over the past 5 or 6 years has been nothing but God. I knew nothing about this kind of stuff. Nothing. Only God can advance you in ways.
Amen.
That are unbreakable.
Yeah. Amen.
And when you go through troubles and trials like we're going through right now, we're going through some court stuff. But I know that I know that God is good. And I trust him to work it out the way he wants it.
Yeah.
And that's, I have to admit, it's a fight with me, with mm-hmm. my flesh,
yeah.
not to take matters.
Yeah.
Take matters into my hand. Because, you know, I got some ideas, Chasten. I got some ideas, man. But they're not God's ways. So I have to fight myself and keep myself in a place where it's, nope, I'm not picking it up. It's not my fight.
And that's the Holy Spirit power to help you do that.
It's not my battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is your battle, Lord. I know you love this person. I know that you desire a right relationship with this person, and I pray this person comes into a right relationship with you. Lord, won't you use this? Won't you use this for your glory?
Yeah.
Here, Lord, I'm asking you to use it for your glory.
Yeah. Man, that's good. And you know, Monica, you know, this is for anybody. You know, if he can do it for you, if he can do it for me, if he can do mm-hmm. it for Tina, he can do it for anybody, anytime, any place. You know, I was just, you know, as we're going through the scripture today, and Jesus was saying, you know what, you're going to have to face some hard and difficult things and times, mm-hmm. and you're not even able to understand and comprehend what's coming. But I like how it ends in chapter 15 and it goes straight into John 16 because it's just awesome to see how God moves and leads and directs, and
mm-hmm.
he always saves the best for last.
Yeah.
In these last two verses here in John 15, he said, "But when the Helper comes, who I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. and you will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. And, you know, before we pray over our prayer requests and prayer needs, I just say this: whenever the Holy Spirit becomes more than just a one-time goosebump experience, whenever the Holy Spirit becomes more than just religion, you know, and something just for a show, but whenever the Holy Spirit becomes a true part of your character, of your faith, and I like this one, of your DNA, who you are in God, you will begin to know and understand on how to overcome, how to get through those difficult situations, how to get through those difficult places in your life, how to overcome hate, how to overcome failure. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. But how you get past that, how you move forward past that, how you allow God to work through you and, you know, those teachable moments in your life. I've had lots of teachable moments. We've all had teachable moments in our life, and we can either say, you know what, I've messed up, I can't go any further than this, or we can say, you know what, I've messed up, but by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit working in me, I have learned from it, I have moved past it. And I want to tell you, it's amazing, like you were saying, how God can take you from this place over to this place. I want to say it can happen very quickly. It can happen. And the greatest promotion that you can have in life is by the Holy Spirit himself. Mm-hmm. And so his promotions are way better than anything in this world. And he can make, you know, beauty out of ashes. And only he can do that. So